On Sunday night, the Olympic Games come to a close, so you'll need something new to binge on TV. Seven shows are set to debut Monday on cable and network TV, and NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us to talk about a few of them. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
And first of all, I have to say I'm going to miss the Olympics. I think that they've been really great this year. What do you think?
It's been interesting because I think some of the American athletes that NBC was positioning to sort of be big stars, their stories didn't turn out necessarily the way NBC thought, but we discovered new people, which I thought was really interesting. You know, Adam Rippon is the
right
one that occurs to me. But it also forced viewers, I think, to pay attention to stars from other countries.
Okay, well, if our TVs are tuned to NBC for the Olympics, your first pick of a show that we should watch after the Olympics is also on NBC. It's a drama called Good Girls. Tell us about it.
This is a show that features a cast of women who normally are in supporting roles. So Christina Hendricks from Mad Men, Retta from Parks and Recreation, and Mae Whitman from Parenthood. And they play these three friends. They're all struggling in their lives, and they realize that they could improve their lives if they actually got together and robbed a grocery store where Mae Whitman's character works. And they're all upstanding, you know, follow-the-rules kind of people who found themselves in places that they never expected to be. They thought their lives would turn out better if they followed the rules, and it turned out it didn't work out that way. And so now what we have here is we have a clip of the three of them talking. And it looks like they're joking, but really, they're not.
It's no big deal. All the stores I work at eventually get hit.
You could get shot.
Ugh, one can hope. These guys, they don't want to hurt anybody. They just want the money, so we let them have it. Nobody's trying to be a hero. And you never dick around with the registers. The real money, it's back in the vault.
You really worked this out.
Damn, I could use that money.
Oh, my God, me too.
So when do you want to do this?
You should see your face.
It's whiter than usual.
So Retta and Mae Whitman are pretending that they're joking, but eventually they get around to actually doing it. And this is a show that brings up a lot of issues about female empowerment. The creator of the show talked about creating it in the wake of Trump's victory and feeling like women's issues were being swept under the rug and not being paid attention to. And here we have three strong female characters trying to find agency in their lives. You know, one of them, Christina Hendricks' character, is being cheated on by her husband. Another one is married and has a child with a medical condition, Retta's character, and she needs a lot of money so that she can get treatment. And Mae Whitman's character is kind of a little lost and adrift and trying to find her place in the world. And so to see these strong female stories being told and coming together in this series, I think, is a really interesting note to strike at the end of February.
Okay, so Good Girls on NBC. Another show that you say is worth watching after the Olympics is Unreal, which is coming back for another season. This is a show, by the way, that one of my very close friends was in the first season. Brita Wool was
wow.
on that show. And what are we going to see this season?
This is a fictional drama about the making of a reality dating show like The Bachelor, and was developed by a producer who used to work on The Bachelor, among other people. And so this show had a bit of a rocky second season. Now they're back, and in this season, they're actually going to do a bachelorette-type show where they're going to have a woman pick from amongst a bunch of male suitors. And in the clip that we have, the main character, the main executive producer of the show, Quinn, is trying to convince the head of the network that they should feature a woman on the show and let her be the one who's looking for a husband.
I know the brass upstairs is busting your balls about all this pink hat female empowerment crap and quotas. Serena ticks off a lot of boxes. I can get them off your back.
You do realize that your career is on life support, right?
Yes, Carrie.
But people like you cannot make the same mistake twice.
You mean women like me?
It's a go. But if this goes south like last year, you're fired.
And so, you know, there's always this question about if you work at a show that is this toxic, where the producers are always lying to the contestants and the contestants are trying to do whatever they can to get more screen time, can you preserve yourself? Can you find yourself? Can you live a halfway decent life when part of your job involves lying to everybody all the time. And I think the show is best when it sticks to that theme. Sometimes, you know, the plot twists are kind of outlandish. So we'll see if they get their mojo back in this third season. It's very interesting to see all the issues of female empowerment. Once again, you know, the woman who's at the center, who's looking for a husband, is a high-powered executive, very successful. And you sort of say to yourself, can a woman like this be on a show like this without sort of abandoning every principle of feminism that she had going into the show? So it looks like it's going to be an interesting season.
All right, I want to ask you about one more show. This one is Living Biblically on CBS. It's executive produced by one of the stars of Big Bang Theory, Johnny Galecki. Tell us about this series.
Yeah, some people may remember that there was a book out where a journalist spent a year sort of living his life according to all the strictures that are in the Bible. Now they've decided to build a sitcom around a guy who's a film critic who actually decides to start living this way in reaction to the death of a friend. And then he eventually decides to write about it for the publication where he works. And, you know, it's kind of an awkward comedy. It's CBS, so it's very conventional. I don't think it's all that well done. I would recommend people don't necessarily waste their time watching it. But it is on CBS, so it's going to get a lot of eyeballs. And as you said, it is executive produced by Johnny Galecki from Big Bang Theory. And so it's interesting from that standpoint. But I thought the book itself was kind of a weird concept, and to try and make it into a sitcom is even stranger, especially on a conventional network like CBS that is never really going to, I think, ask very challenging questions about theology or about religion and how we relate to religion. It's going to be all kind of passed off as a sort of lighthearted joke, which if the show settles into a groove, it could be interesting. But the episodes I saw, it wasn't quite there.
That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.